Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
In a world of division, we bring people together. 97.5, The Fanatic.
You're listening to a new episode of Our Delaware Valley. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. With me today are Jackie Lynch, who is the director of Barbera Cares, as well as Katie Koch, who is the executive director of the Northeast Family YMCA. And they are here to talk about an event happening September 21st over at the Roxborough YMCA. It's a beer and wine fundraiser tied in with Barbera Cares, Gary Barbera's auto group. And again, the event is September 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. Ladies, thank you very much for stopping by to talk about this wonderful event at the YMCA.
Thank you, Marcus, for having us here.
Before we get started talking about what's going on at the YMCA Beer and Wine fundraiser, as well as how Barbera Cares got involved in it, could you give a background on yourselves, how you got involved with Barbera Cares, how you got involved with the YMCA, and how this event came together? Okay, and sure. Then we'll move from there.
My name is Jackie Lynch, and I am, again, the director of Barbera Cares. I began working for Gary and his brother Gene when I was 16 years old in the Roxborough location. That was Gary's first dealership that he opened on Ridge Avenue. I began there, and my career has escalated to the undertaking of watching over Barbera Cares and maintaining our alignment with the communities. So I've been doing that for some time now. Really enjoy that. We began our relationship with the Roxborough YMCA 30 years ago, and we're celebrating our 30th anniversary of being in business, and began the relationship with the Roxborough YMCA with a simple phone call. Their executive director at the time gave Gary a call and asked if we'd be able to loan them a 15-passenger van to help the community transport the children to the different camps they were utilizing and to help with the senior citizens programs. So Gary, of course, said yes, and the relationship has been going ever since. Gary and his brother Gene became board members and helped with their annual fundraising campaigns. Gary and Gene both have nice relationships with the local sports celebrities. And for each event, they would bring, back then it was Jim McMahon with the Eagles. Vice Kahima was a huge supporter, you know, to help raise funds for the YMCA, which is such an important cornerstone in any community. And we're lucky to have facilities, branches such as the Roxborough YMCA and the Northeast Family YMCA.
I'm Katie Koch, Executive Director at the Northeast Family YMCA. I started at the YMCA in Havertown, the Haverford YMCA, about 6 years ago. Helped open that facility. Really amazing impact for about 5 years. And I was given the opportunity to be the Executive Director at the Northeast Family YMCA about a year ago. I really love the community aspect of a YMCA and everything that the YMCA stands for and how it really does give back to the community. It is more than a gym and swim. It is not just a gym and swim. There are many mission-based programs that the Y offers that are free to the community, such as Safety Around Water, which is a free week of swim lessons prior to the summer to help children learn how to swim before the summer season. There are many teen leadership programs that are free for anyone from 5th to 12th grade, such as Model UN, Achievers, which is a career and life skills program, Youth in Government. We have a 7th grade initiative. All 7th graders get a free membership to the YMCA. All they have to do is have their parent sign them up, and then they can come in as a member. They do not have any restrictions on the facility. And this is an amazing program because at that age, it's such a pivotal time where they can be out on their own. So we give them a safe space to be. We have a Live Strong program, which is a free 12-week program for cancer survivors. They have a free membership as well as nutrition-based, wellness-based program and a support group for 12 weeks, which is a very impactful program. We have insurance memberships, many free senior programs, and then financial assistance off memberships, childcare programming. So we do so much more than just the gym and swim.
Do you want to give out the website, the social media information, the phone number as well, so people can reach out if they have any questions about what you do at the YMCA?
Absolutely. Our main website is philaymca.org, and that's philaymca.org. The Northeast Family YMCA phone number is 215-632-0100, and that is up on Knights Road in Northeast Philadelphia.
Jackie, do you want to give out the Barbera Cares website, social media information as well, so people can learn more about what you do with Barbera Cares?
Yep. All of our community events can be seen on www.garybarberacares.org. You can also Google garybarberacares.org and see the different initiatives that we take part in. The Roxburgh YMCA, that's located at 7201 Ridge Avenue. It's at Ridge Avenue and Domino Lane. So it's funny that Katie had mentioned, it brought me back in time when I was in seventh grade. I used to attend the dances that the Roxburgh YMCA would hold.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So it definitely is a cornerstone of the community, and you get together with your friends, definitely in a safe, supportive environment. My son has been going to Roxburgh YMCA since he was a child. He'd go to the pre-cares, the after-cares. He's a member. He's 18. That's his gym of choice. He prefers to go there to do his weightlifting. He plays basketball with people from the community. He loves it. I'm a member as well. I enjoy the classes that they have. Gary and Jean's sister, her name's Rosemary. She's in Roxburgh. She lives there. And her children, they're members there too. They use the swimming pool, and it's a wonderful facility, and everybody's always so hospitable, and you definitely feel the sense of community when you're in there.
Let's talk a little bit about the event you have coming up at the Roxburgh YMCA Saturday, September 21st. It is a beer and wine fundraiser. How long has this beer and wine fundraiser been happening, and where does the money you raise go to?
Sure. This is the second year that we are having this fundraiser. It goes directly back to the annual campaign. Our annual campaign money that we raise goes directly back into the community we serve. So every dollar that is raised at the Roxburgh Y will go back to the community. And the mission-based programs that I spoke of earlier, it goes into those mission-based programs as well as financial assistance for membership. Some of the vendors that are coming out for the beer and wine tasting are the Revitalist Botanical Spirits, Manayunk Brewing Company, Brandywine Branch Distillery, Bala Birds Brewing Company, Night Shift Brewing Company, Opposy Wines, and then food, it will be provided by Tony Roney's. It should be a fantastic, wonderful night. Last year was a lot of fun. The vendors were great. Lots of great wine and beer to be tasted. Some really great raffle baskets, silent auctions. Just a few of the items we're raffling off are a vacation to Belize, foursome of golf, beer for a year, and who wouldn't want beer for a year?
Sounds good to me.
As well as a very generous donation from Barbera Cares, a 2019 Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah, I think you're offering a 2-year lease on the Jeep Wrangler if somebody wins that grand prize, which is pretty sweet. A 2-year car. Beautiful Wrangler for free for 2 years.
You know
how
amazing.
Much four-wheeling you could do in that? Holy cow.
The Jeep Wranglers are so much fun, and it's such a culture out there right now. You see them on the road. It's insane just how much people love and have embraced the Jeep brand, and we're very, we're so happy that we're a part of that industry right now. It's fun. Definitely worth purchasing a raffle ticket to try to win the 2-year lease drive. Or the winner can also choose a $5,000 grand prize. They'd rather do that. They can do that. You know, we want to give back to the YMCA and keep our alignment going. The proceeds do assist with Y's financial assistance program so that no one's left behind. If they can't afford to have a Y membership, services are not denied. It's very important to Barbera Cares and Gary and his brother Gene to keep our alignment with the YMCAs and help them out however we can.
It's great work that you guys do. I know that being here 17 years, I've seen Gary Barbera's name in the media a lot involved with charity events, and he's been very active within Philadelphia since I've been here in the last 17 years. So it's nice that local companies like him do so much for the community, and it's part of his community too. Roxborough,
yes.
Manayunk is part of Gary's community as his dealership started there. Now, we're talking about this big event that's happening on Saturday, September 21st. You said there's going to be wine, there's going to be beer, there's going to be food, there's going to be raffling of gift baskets and prizes and things like that. What other type of things are going to be happening? Is it an adult-only event? Can children come? Is
it adult only, 21 and older.
You mentioned the dances at the YMCA. Mm-hmm. I remember them happening back home where I grew up in the 70s and 80s. When did the YMCA stop hosting these dances? Like, because they used to host them back when I was a kid as well. So,
Katie was probably a teenager when they stopped doing those. So, they do plenty of things for the children to get involved in, and it's very nice. You can go to their event page, their calendar, and it shows the different events that they have and worth going to.
Let's talk about some of the programs you offer at the YMCA in a little bit more detail. As you gave us a quick overview, you mentioned the free swimming lessons that you offer for children before summertime starts so that they get comfortable in the water, because getting comfortable in the water is very important for children. It can be very scary if you've never been in the water before. Why are these programs important? And do you want to talk about some of these programs that you offer? Because I think hearing about some of these programs and some of the great things that you do will maybe clarify this whole picture for people who aren't as familiar with the YMCA and what you do.
Sure. Well, I actually came up through the world of aquatics. I have a swimming background, and the importance of learning to swim is so much more than just being on a swim team. It is a life skill. You can learn it when you're three, and you can continue all the way through your senior years to swim. It is a wonderful exercise that is easy on the joints, but if you don't have that confidence in the water, you can be fearful of it your whole life and essentially miss out on an amazing, amazing skill. And children under the age of 5, the number one accidental death is drowning. So it is very important for all children to have the opportunity to swim. So yes, we do have paid swim lesson programming, but it's still important for our mission. We founded Swim Lessons, the YMCA, to give everyone in the community the opportunity to be exposed to the water and learn to swim.
Our son has taken swim lessons from the Haverford Y a few times already, and he loves being in the water. And I think it's an important life skill as well. But not only do you have classes like that, you have activities for